Introduction. The Saga of a Dark Age.
It is a powerfully abiding road to the ancient West, which, though now hidden from view, might be travelled by any who could find it, a concept embodied in the proposed title for the book, The Lost Road. The literal rise and fall of Tolkien's island, for it had been initially raised from the sea as a gift to men, was informed not just by Plato's philosophical allegory on the politics of statehood, but also by the Judeo-Christian narrative of the frailty and fallibility of mankind, as related in the biblical book of Genesis. This is evident in his description, taken from the letters of J.R.R. Tolkien, number 24, of the downfall of Numenor as the second fall of man, or man rehabilitated but still mortal. It is clear from Christopher Tolkien's detailed study of his father's papers that the tale of the Numenoreans and their fate was conceived in complete harmony with the Silmarillion and the continually developing history of Middle-earth and the natural and supernatural laws to which it was subject. The initial contests with Lewis to write what Tolkien described as an excursionary thriller, discovering myth, rapidly acquired far greater importance as a component in his legendarium. Indeed, Numenor became a keystone in Tolkien's emerging structure for the events of the Second Age. Although incomplete, Tolkien had shown his publisher the first draft chapters of The Lost Road in 1937, but their discouraging response was that even if completed, the book was unlikely to find commercial success. In 1945, Tolkien returned to the idea of a separate exploration of a time-travelling Atlantean concept, still linked to Middle-earth, when he began writing The Notion Club Papers, a planned novel that was to take the fanciful form of a discovery in the then-distant year 2012 of assorted papers relating to the meeting of an Oxford literary circle and the attempts of two of their number to experiment with time travel. The Notion Club is a punning reference to the Inklings, a similarly Oxford University-based club of self-confessed amateur writers of fiction, of which Tolkien and Lewis were prime movers. The name Inklings had, of course, been cleverly chosen to suggest both ideas and those who are apt to dabble in ink, and Tolkien's choice of the word notion was an obvious synonym for inkling. Furthermore, Tolkien toyed with the idea that some of the characters listed as members of the Notion Club were perhaps fictional portraits of himself and fellow Inklings. At the time of its composition, Tolkien had still to complete The Lord of the Rings, and the Notion Club papers, like The Lost Road, was eventually abandoned, although not before a considerable part of the book had been drafted, and a further considerable investment of time had been spent in creating a Numenorean language, a Dunian, or in its anglicized form, a Dunaic, language of the West. Having returned to and finally completed The Lord of the Rings, Tolkien failed to resume work on the Notion Club papers, due doubtlessly to him increasingly focusing his attention on the elder days of Middle-earth. Although the content of The Lost Road and the Notion Club papers, as planned and partially completed, have an important thematic connection with the Numenorean writings, as found in the Silmarillion's Akelabeth and other posthumously published narratives of the Second Age, they are radically individual in their style and tone, especially in their time-travelling concepts involving partial real-world and future-world settings. Readers wishing to further explore these discrete experiments in the chronicling of the Numenorean concept are encouraged to read two volumes of Christopher Tolkien's History of Middle-earth, The Lost Road and Other Writings, 1987, and Sauron Defeated, 1992, though by way of illustration, an extensive and particularly significant narrative, which is taken from The Lost Road and is referred to by Christopher in The Lost Road as the Numenorean Chapters, is included in this volume as Appendix B. Christopher Tolkien died in 2020, aged 95, after a lifetime of intimate involvement with the annals of Middle-earth and a near 50-year career meticulously curating his father's work. The unparalleled scholarly legacy that remains has immeasurably enriched readers' understanding and appreciation of the book that in 1997 was voted the best-loved work of fiction of the 20th century, and which now, via a variety of media, holds an unassailable place in the affections of an international audience. Without Christopher's passion, dedication, and skill, the story of the Second Age of Middle-earth would never have been told.